Blog Talk Radio.
Homebrew for Hornets, homebrew for Hornets, homebrew for Hornets, homebrew for Hornets.
Hungry for Hundreds. Welcome to a new episode of Philly Shine Radio. Got a lot to talk about. And today I'm going to be talking some shit along with the topic. I definitely got to welcome in my little Chicago-born sexy co-host. Shout out to Diva Status. What's up with you, Ma?
What's going on, Mommy?
Ooh, am I ever relaxed? Am I ever feeling good? And I want to talk some shit tonight, so.
Are you feeling good tonight? I'm ready.
Yeah. You ready? All right, that's what's up.
I'm so ready too.
I definitely got your people's weight. New music on deck tonight, so we're definitely
getting
body.
That's
Yes. I also have
that song's been played on, I think, like 5 stations now. I mean, it's a hot fucking song. Oh, excuse me. It's a hot song.
I'm gonna definitely give you some more love. We got a lot of opportunities. I've been working so hard, taking the chance to remain sucker free, you know what I'm saying, in this industry, you know what I mean? You can't
right.
even just say in this city because I have a lot of friends all over the country, all over the world really, that go through stuff, you know what I mean? You come across people who lie and fraud or whatever. So I just want to start exposing that shit, talking shit about them. Like, what are you really doing? Like, all you did was lie, and you're still left with nothing but your lie. Of course, we got a fun topic tonight, getting your business a little bit, as we do here on Fully Shine Radio. Tonight's topic, real simple. Can you really be just friends with the opposite sex? You know what I mean? Certain people, you know, you have, I'm going to say this, new friends. Let's put it like that because I have people who are my best friend. We've been friends for years, and you know what I mean? You never even thought about it. Like, you know how it is, like, when you first meet the person, maybe you might be like, oh, they cute or something, but then you just fall into that friend category with them. But I want to know, like, new friends. That's what I'm going to say. Like, can you have new opposite sex friends? Like, what's that about? let's take the topic over there. So we'll have that as a topic, and definitely welcome everybody to join in. Press the number 1. Talk to me, you know what I mean, if you have something to say or something to shout out, or if you want to just join in on the topic for tonight. And, of course, oh, shit, is that E-Shawty? He got some words for you. He got some words for you, Diva. E-Shawty, is that you? I might be assuming. I don't know. 267-588. Welcome to Fully Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ooh, don't nobody want to speak tonight?
I guess not. Is that you, E-Shawty?
You.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is this E-Shawty?
Hello?
Is this Shawty? Hello?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
No, this is North Philly President. What's going on?
Oh, well, hell, shit, my bad.
His number starts the same way as yours. That's like, he's definitely, I don't know anybody's number, but welcome to Philly Shine Radio. I fucks with you heavy, definitely.
Right.
I'm sorry, I thought you was my homie Shawty. But you got to meet my co-host, Diva Status. Say hi to my homie, North Philly President.
What's going on, boss? How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Anxious. Just got finished cooking dinner and all that.
Cooking dinner?
Yeah.
Where's my plate? What you cook?
Oh, I fried some chicken and all that.
Nice. That's what's up. I don't really eat fried chicken, but that's what's up. That's good. I'll peel the skin off of it or something. I'm trying to lose some weight.
Me too.
I don't like the skin. But go ahead, shout out what you do and everything for everybody listening. Since you're new to Philly Shine Radio, welcome. Shout out to Twitter, your Facebook, whatever.
Right.
Instagram.
Well, this your boy North Philly President, aka Same Dollars, and I'm a rapper songwriter from North Philly, and My Twitter is Same Dollars, SameDollas, Dollars with an S. North Philly President is my Instagram. And I'm just calling in about the topic tonight because I got something to say. So, you know, I'm going to keep this shit raw and then cut. You already know. I mean.
Exactly. Well, go ahead. Speaking on the topic now, I wanted to spin the topic a little bit, like I said in the intro. Can you have new opposite sex friends, and how does that work?
I really say you can. It just depends on, like, they can't really be appealing to me. Like, I could have female friends. It just depends on what kind of relationship we got. If we got a business relationship, where is that we trying to get some money together or something, we could, you know what I mean, we could get down like that. But if it's about some, if it's not really about no paper, then it's just going to fall into either you going to really be my friend, or either we just going to be fucking. So it's like, you know what I mean, it just depends. But I ain't really too cool with the friend thing. If they ain't really, it just depends. The female can't really be appealing. If they something that I know I like, and I can't really be friends with them because I already know where I'm probably going to take it at. So they ain't really a good look. And I wouldn't want my woman to have no male friends either, because I should be a friend. Feel me, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. I like that. I like that. Yeah, so you could just be cool with ugly chicks or chicks that don't have, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, she can't have no big titties or a fat butt. Like, you're like, all right, we can be friends.
Yeah, they might just be real cool, and y'all could be cool, because I got like one homie, and she my homie because she fat, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't really interested in her, like, she a fat joint, but that's my homegirl, though, you know what I mean, and I ain't never thinking about taking it there, and I don't know what she did, but she ain't never presented to me or whatever, but, like, she
awesome.
Cool, and, like, my girl don't feel threatened by her because she know that ain't what I go for, so it ain't really, you know what I mean? It ain't really about shit, so
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
But if they fat
like
or they ugly.
I also like how you said you kept it real, like, you know what I mean? If I like you, I'm going to let you know, like, we could go down, for real.
Right. I'm not going to be no fraud if that's what it is, and that's what it is, but, and that's just going to be, you know, between A and B, but other than that, like, If they ugly, or they just might not be ugly, they just might be a nice person. Like, I like good people, so if they just throw people, then, I mean, we can rock. When we get some paper together, we gonna just gonna get the paper. We ain't gonna really let too much come in between that. But if they ain't appealing, then we probably gonna be cool. Just never know.
I like that. And definitely, I got your music on deck or whatever. I'm gonna see what songs I could get in. Get played tonight. I definitely got special guest music from Wade, Nicole Wade and the Coke Girls tonight. So I'm going to have you on that soon. Like, you got to do one of these shows with me too. You ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to do one of them shows like ASAP. Like, that's why I sent you the song. So, like, I hear y'all got a song on your intro, like, when the show started or whatever. Like, you need to play one of my joints, like,
okay,
and see,
okay,
what,
okay.
And see what people say.
I definitely got you. I have a whole bunch of opportunities. You know, we got the X Squad DJs, Ohio State DJs, and everybody else I fuck with. So if you really want to see what your music is doing, like, we definitely got the promotion for you, honey. So thank
yeah,
you so much for calling and listening. I got to see. I know I uploaded one of your songs. I'm going to check the switchboard, and I'm going to text your phone, and I'll play some.
All right, that's what's up. Say no more. Can I give a shout-out, though?
Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to everybody out there that's real. Not everybody that just say they real, to look cool and all that shit. Everybody that's really real and they know in the art that they real and they standing up and they trying to do something for them and theirs. You know what I mean? And shout out to my whole team, Black Rag Gang. You already know what it is. No Philly Stand Up Same Dollars. You heard me.
I like him.
All right, I love that. You know, he spoke on it real quick. I love it.
Yeah, he was
right.
Definitely professional. We're gonna talk. I got some real crazy outlets for the artists in the whole Tri-State area, because my whole position is to give everybody those outlets. You know what I mean? I'm not a person that's in a circle. My circle is just intertwined. It's like a slinky, so it's like a whole bunch of circles. You know what I mean? And we make moves like that or whatever. So
right.
I'm really turning shit up for Philly Shine Radio and everybody chilling with us. And shout out to everybody on the switchboard. The switchboard is lighting up. Definitely press 1. If you're trying to tune in on the show, press 1. If you supporting the Coke Boys or the Coke Girls and trying to see what's up with you. Definitely got my boy Wade on the line. So we got Wade on the line. I got his music right on deck. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Wade, what's good?
What's happening, Honest Five? What's good?
You already know.
What's
going on, Wade? Let him know.
Chilling. What's
from.
Good?
Let him know where you from, Wade.
Man, you know, ain't no but Huntsville, Alabama, man. It's, well, I got a headache. I just wear it now.
You got a headache?
You've been showing so much love, honest. I'm starting to get a migraine. I'm like, damn, 5 seconds.
No.
You know,
that's supposed to feel good. The love I got is supposed to feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's supposed to feel
good. That's
what's
so,
up, man. Toughen up.
Man, I had a Facebook status there, man. I said, man, it's crazy how a motherfucker come from Bama to Philly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Philly? Oh, I'm going to be in Philly next month. Trust me. I'm coming to show off.
We got some shit for y'all to come. We'll put it together because I'm definitely trying to bring a lot more to the city. It's crazy. This next conference call I'm going to do is crazy. I'm excited. I'm going to start talking about that Thursday.
When is that conference call?
It's May 13th, the second Monday in May. DJ World Money just told me that Philly's best Eve is going to be on the line. I know she has
what? The
new mixtape or album called Lip Lock coming out soon.
Right.
I check her out because I'm a fan, so... He can talk about Eve and say that I'm going to get to know her new music. I already heard the shit, so I need to get a chance to talk to her and really show how much love we have for her, for real. Like, I know I have a bunch, and it'll be great to get some more of her music. She's really, really fucking
dope. Right,
talented.
I mean, because she's been out for a minute, but she's making the comeback that she'd have made is just something serious. I can't wait to hear
her
new music.
Crazy. I'm getting
used to
thinking about it. Her new pictures is crazy. Her new music is crazy. And I love it. I love it. She has a new song called Eve. I love this shit. Shabbat. But shout out to RCO, XYD, JCO, Demel in the building. And you get to hear some new music, Demel. What's good?
And shout out to my own. The love of my life, one of my favorite female DJs, DJ Legacy.
Oh, I love her.
Oh,
too.
Most definitely. What's up, Legacy? I know she listens.
I'm here. Jamel was telling me y'all was on, so I was like, call in.
Oh, Legacy, I missed you. How you been?
Man, I've been good. Trying to work too much, do too much, but I guess that's all good. As long as you have to do too much, it's good.
Yo, listen. I just paid for a life coach. I'm glad I got a little discount because I told her I promote her and stuff like that. But it's got to be the best thing I've ever did in my life and just, like, kind of slow down and just put some goals together instead of just piling everything on. So, you know, XYD days, you guys are definitely a priority, and I'm going to start doing more with everybody. And I have to leave a lot of these frauds alone. Like, I swear to God, like, from right now where I'm at, and then even right now to this topic about having new friends and just friends, I don't want to just be friends with people because I'm so open and giving. I'm like, all right, cool, what you got going on? I'm putting niggas through the ringer now because the next fraud I come across, I don't know what's going to happen to them. I really don't. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, I don't know. It's like a bomb ready to go off. So before I explode, I'm going to just, you know what I mean, reining in a little bit. So get a little more organized with things. And welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, DJ Legacy, where you have some new music to listen to. And wait, you might as well introduce your track body for us. Let us know who's the producer and what are we going to expect from this?
Actually, this song, Body, is actually produced by my producer. He goes by the name of D. D producer B. My producer's only 18 years old. He's young.
Ooh, I love these.
He's about to graduate from high school, and actually, I put down, you know, that I'm doing the video. The video for that song is actually Thursday, and the meaning behind it was, you know, it was more like, it's kind of hard to say. It's kind of like, you know, everybody wants to feel. Everybody's a gangster, thug rap all the time, and I've been hitting with bangers, club bangers, and all this, and I keep music real. And as far as this track went, it was more like I got to give the women something totally different, so they can have something to ride off the summer. You know, so
Aww.
Body was something that was.
Say. How you tongue-tied about giving the ladies a song? Come on, wait.
Man, these niggas too tough in the studio, man. Every man got a soft point. You know what I'm saying?
Here's Wade's soft spot for the ladies, and we're gonna check out Body. I know what it means because I wanted to know what it was. You know,
right.
What I mean? It's just a title. So now y'all
That's
know.
Crazy.
I think it's gonna be talking about a sexy body. Let's check it out, y'all.
Doing
it music. I don't know about
y'all,
but that's my opinion.
We had that song pushed on several radio stations, and this is so I'm proud that, you know, we got someone from Bama that's actually got something playing in Philly now, and that's some good shit. I'm telling you.
I'm proud. I'm proud y'all showing me love, man. Like I say, man, I really appreciate that. Especially being on Twitter with y'all, man, I really respect
well,
y'all do y'all
up,
thing.
You know what I mean? Diva doing your PR, and I appreciate all the music that she's sending my way that's getting from her. She's actually even introduced me to this New York artist. I guess
man.
He's like a dance hall.
Spice Safari.
Yeah.
Is we talking about Skyline or are we talking
No, we're talking Spice Safari, my roster.
Man, Spice Safari. You know what? Spice Safari actually we were on Facebook earlier and we actually became friends on there. I support dude, a real nigga. Me and him, we can chop it up all day. When I'm in the city, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna take that man out to motherfucker. I'm gonna have to just chop it up, crab legs, steak, everything. That's my dude, man. I'm fuck with the dude, man.
That's what's up. Well, let me ask you the topic question before I go on and bring up another caller and see what's up with these people in the line. Definitely because, one, where my coke boys at, where my coke girls at, and bring me a coke. Not the white stuff. Not the white stuff, you know. But tonight's topic, Wayne, is do you know what I mean? Do you think that you can have the opposite sex as friends or even friends, you know what I mean? Somebody new that you meet. Like, you have a new opposite sex friend.
So, basically, like, saying, like, you know, females just being cool with them, nothing sexual, none of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've actually went to school with a lot of females who actually, you know, I thought were actually cute. They were attracted to me, but we were just too cool to a level that it never could go that far. And I can actually have better stories with them than I can even have with a woman I was with during the time. Because most females, I mean, to me, they don't attack you because they have certain boundaries. Just like a man, you know, you have certain boundaries of respect for a person. And actually being around them, it's like, yeah, this person's real. This person's 100, but then you got some that just want to go all in. So yeah, I can be cool with the opposite sex all day. You know,
yeah.
that's why it's called homeboy homegirl thing. You know,
and
out in public, people might see y'all talking and ah man, they got to be talking to each other. There's nothing like that. But so yeah, I have a lot of homegirls. Actually, it's pretty
now,
cool.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and that's even my philosophy. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be thorough. Like, certain times, and even in this business, and then, my God, you rappers, God, y'all look great. Like, you know, it's a lot of rappers that I know,
right.
And they are beautiful. But I just say that, you know what I mean? I just say, oh, you look gorgeous, but let's just keep it business. Like, when it comes to business, I'm more focused, but I don't mind being
right.
friends with guys, but you'll let them know. I'm be like, look, yeah, you look good as shit. Like, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Doing certain
right.
stuff. You cannot, and I'm going to keep it 100. There will be no way in hell that I could be on some private one-on-one time with somebody who I feel as though is, like, really attractive. We're just friends. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what can happen. You know what I'm saying? So I don't put myself in those type of positions, but I could be friends. Like, we go get a drink. We could be out in public. You know what I mean? But ain't no bedroom or couch situations happening. You know what I mean? Because you never
right.
know. I am a woman.
I actually have more respect for the females who don't look at the money that I'm making, and I have more respect for the females who actually are able to sit down and look past everything that I have going on. They treat me as a human being. So you have to be respected as a person first. So
yeah.
I, like I say, I'm real cool with females. I don't inquire too much. Like, I have friends who call me and they ask for knowledge. You know, it's versus them being in a relationship with a guy. I have friends that's just like that. I got one who called me this morning and you know, I told her, you can't fight nobody that's not fighting. You know, so I mean, I give advice like that. You know, and
oh, that's what's up. All right, so wait a minute. To be buddies, shout out to Twitter and your Instagram for everybody who want to be a new friend, or you know what I'm saying, or just follow him just to find out about his new music. Shout it out for us.
Man, if they want to find me, man, they can Instagram me at Sham 410. That's SHAM410. They want to hit me on Twitter. They can hit me up at Weight410. WEIGHT410. They can hit me on Facebook, SHAM, last name Sterling. They can hit me and follow me however, man. It's so much going on right now. They can follow me in all three of them because this phone don't never stop going off.
All right, that's cool. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling, and I'm going to definitely keep that music in rotation. I like to dance.
Man, I'm going to actually, when the video is done, the video should be up and posted.
All right. Wait. Oh, I guess we lost Wait. Damel, you still with us? DJ Legacy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
All right. We're going to wait for Wait to call back in. And then in the meantime, my homie Duel on Instagram, I guess he's just like famed out. He said, you can only have a friend if they're unattractive. So all my ugly people, you got some friends. You want to be friends? I'm joking. We have a caller from the New York area called Matake. To see what's good. And I got to find out what's up with my homie C Styles and all his shit. We got a call at 646-206. Welcome to Philly Shot Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Africa Princess Grace.
I thought that was you. I was just looking at my phone. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's Africa. What's up, baby? Where's C Styles?
Probably home somewhere.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good, you know what I mean? Having fun, sitting here playing some music, getting into this topic for tonight. You have to tell everybody about yourself and your Twitter, because I'm loving your sexy movement. And also, of course, shout out your Instagram, baby.
Oh, thank you. Princess Gift on Twitter, and Instagram is Africa Princess Gift or Kuku87, K-U-K-87.
Okay. That's what's up. Make sure you guys follow her, Princess Gift. She go in on Twitter, real sexual, real banging. Now, tonight's topic, I want to get your opinion, you know what I mean? Being a female, you know what I mean, and even being a foreign female and sexy, how do you feel about having new friends of the opposite sex? Can you just have...
I don't think anything wrong with that.
You don't have anything? So being new friends, can you just be friends with a guy? Like, what do you... I guess you could say, like, what would be the situations for, like, you know what I mean, if a guy's going to a friend category or if he's going to that I just want to fuck category or I like you category or whatever?
Well, it all depends. It's not even about what he wants or it's about what I want. If I like him, I like him. If I don't like him, I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? But I've had a lot of male friends. And we really haven't had any type of sexual, you know, contact, you know, it's respect, you know what I'm saying? And then I have people, you know, got male friends that are always lusting after me. So I just know how to deal with them. I think it's possible you could, you know, because a lot of guys are mature, you know.
Yeah, no, you definitely, you know what, you're right, and that's what it comes to. And even what Wait has said earlier, and even Fame, like, you have to be, keep it 100, like, whatever it is. Because even me, myself, I'm going to keep it real, like, you know what I mean? I'm only want to chill with somebody who I know, you know what I'm saying, what's going to happen next, or, you know what I mean, it might be open, but I'm going to chill with somebody who I just want to be friends with. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can do friend stuff with your friends, but sometimes, even for me, and I'm going to say this to you guys, chill the fuck out. Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know what's going on outside of my walls, but you know what I mean? It's a lot of people getting it in. And just, yeah, or some simple shit. Like, come on. Like, you have to give it some space or even let the woman, like you said, make her choice first. And it has to be that way. But
Just on some chill stuff. This is so funny.
You say that, right? I met a guy that I'm not gonna lie. I hung out with him. We slept on the same couch. You know what I'm saying? I was shocked that he didn't even touch me. Right? I was getting mad. Then I started, you know, like. I kind of really, I was horny that night, too, you feel me?
Wait a minute. You need more now. You don't have enough male friends. That is the oldest trick in the book. Well, go ahead. Finish telling me what happened.
No,
oh,
I'm serious. Like, I was really upset that he didn't. He's like, he actually, I think that didn't exist. You understand? So I was really, really giving him signs and giving him clues. But I was doing all kind of things, you know? But you know what's funny? He woke up with a, like, his dick was hard, like, crazy. But I noticed that he told me that I was really, really killing him, you know what I'm saying? He said he don't want to take advantage of me, you know?
Oh, well, that's sweet.
No,
oh,
I'm
that's
serious.
Sweet. I was about to say, don't fall into that trap, because a lot of my homies, they'll say, oh, I'll pretend like I don't want the girl, and then.
Oh, can I tell you some crazy shit? That happened to me, too. Somebody played that stuff again. Oh my God! You know how you say this, and I had a guy that played me like a sucker. I'm gonna tell you this. Let me, because you know a lot of girls don't want to say this. You know the things that guys did to them wrong.
Yeah,
Let me tell you something. I've been played a couple of times. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know, like guys always come up with tricks. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I got him back. Anyway, I got him back.
That'll be another show. Wait. Don't give it all up for us tonight. Definitely. Don't give it all up. As a matter of fact, I would love for us to talk about that. Because I'm even the same way. You got to be honest, because sometimes somebody will need that advice, too. You know what I mean? How you even went about that situation or whatever. I keep it being like, I've rarely been played, you know what I'm saying, because I know what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, for those rare moments when a guy, all he want to do is lie, it is real bad. Can't get bad.
You know what? Honestly, you know, now you say this, I was actually trying to get this movement together with ladies, right? Do you know that a lot of women will be played, and I'm saying, I was thinking about, like, having a law against hit and run, because, you know, a lot of guys, they play these.
You cannot have a law like that.
No. I'm saying, like, I'm really, like, the kind of law we're doing is, like, when we see them, we're going to storm them, because my homegirl one time, she came back, listen, she was in tears. You know what happened? No. Because this guy was going after her for a long time, right? And she was playing hard to get, right? But you know what? Let me tell you some crazy stuff, honestly. This is really, really sad and true. You know, like when you've been through so much things in your life that you really, like you became so tough that you don't want to just give in like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't know which guys to trust when you see guys. Like you really don't know who to trust. So you know, you're playing games with them, you feel me? So she met, you know, so once she was like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this thing, I'm just going to open up. So as soon as she opened up, you know, this thing played her.
But you know what, it's even right now with what I'm saying, like I've gone through certain situations where this guy from Philly, I just did a show with him, played me, you know what I mean? He's saying, oh, Def Jam's going to be at the show. I'm going to get this amount of money to host the show. You know what I'm saying? All you can do is just, you know what I mean, deal with the situation, like, once it comes. Like, I'm a person, like, okay, you do me dirty. That makes it easy for me to leave you alone and not go back to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Certain people need more energy to just say, I'm going to leave this thing alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Understand, like, it's going to happen. But some of us are too crazy. And they like, oh, nigga, I'm busting your windows out, or I'm coming to
you. No. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I don't, can I tell you some crazy stuff, though? This is what I've learned, right? I don't go with my feelings anymore. I'm a heartless bitch. You know what I'm saying? So basically, when I meet a guy, I'm not trying to get married. Feel me? I'm not looking for a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm sick and tired of guys always lusting after me, my ass, my titties, my lips, my fucking everything. Let me say something. I'm really, really sick and tired of that. I want to play with bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because,
oh,
you know,
I'm not trying to steer you away from that, but don't get confused, because you are very beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, even your whole mentality, even now, like, having you back on the show or whatever, you're very beautiful. Do not let anybody harden you to your happiness, you know what I'm saying, because it might be out there, you know what I mean. I just got a life coach myself, so I'm like, I don't want to even go crazy or let anybody go crazy, but you know that you always need to have that healing process.
But honestly, what you going to do, you going to keep going for every guy that's, let me tell
something, that's true. But don't just make it seem like you could close yourself off to the world or close yourself off to love, because it might be out there. Just next time you have to make better choices. And then live with yourself if you make a bad choice.
Wow.
Like, you make a bad choice, you're not going to beat yourself up about it or just start eating pussy just because you made a bad choice.
Well,
like,
no,
come
I don't
on.
Love about eating pussy. Like,
you want to mess with women. Wait, Legacy, I'm DJ, I'm XML. How she talking about
I'm
she want to
listen,
a girl
girl
but not eat pussy? What the hell is that?
No, it don't work like that, honey. We don't get
I'm not trying to ask all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really, I'm not a lesbian, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just sick and tired of being taken advantage of. Men nowadays, what they do is they give women low self-esteem. You know that? Those are the weak ones, too. Like, if they allow you,
can I interject real quick?
Mm-hmm,
women
mm-hmm.
ain't no better than men. For one,
they
and
not.
For two,
yeah, that's what I was gonna
self-esteem.
Say, yeah.
Self-esteem. It starts with the first part. With the first part of that word, self. So without that, I promise you, if the self-esteem is there and the confidence is there and the security is there, everything else falls in place.
And it's a few days ago,
That's why I said when you go through stuff, you have to heal yourself, because that's where your self-esteem comes in, because if you ignore the fact that you just went through a heartache and you didn't get your ice cream or your new shoes or your back rub or your girlfriend to, you know what I mean, talk it out or whatever anybody needs to do to talk over that hurt will still be with you. So you have to heal it so you come out stronger.
Yeah, but can
smarter.
I say something, though? One thing we forget, I don't care, we can say whatever we want to say. Every one of us, we have feelings. You know that word feelings? You could act, you could pretend all you want to. You understand? At the end of the day, you're still a girl. Remember that. Even guys, like, come on.
Yeah.
I had a guy that was going crazy over me. This guy was in love. I seen his fucking tears. You understand? And I still don't like his fucking ass. I took him to the bank. You feel me? Like, I murdered this motherfucker. But you know what happened? I hurt his feelings, though, because now he really stopped calling me, because I'm not hurting his feelings. The last thing I told him was like, I'm sorry.
You said what?
Forget it. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to work better.
No, it's cool. I'm gonna bring you back on the show. We'll have some girl talk. And it was great talking to you. I'm sorry, callers. Africa is still chill with us. I'm gonna take a few other callers, and we're gonna have some fun tonight on the show. Play some more music and see what's up with everybody. Because at the end of the day, we all are human and we do have feelings. But you got to make sure your feelings is in check, like, before you come out. We have a caller, 484-687. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Be Nice right here.
Be Nice was good.
Problem with you.
V, how you been? How are you? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's going on? What's popping up there?
We chilling. Definitely shout out who you are. Let everybody know about your music, your Instagram, your Twitter. You got to introduce yourself to Philly Shine before, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. This be nice, right? You can follow me on Twitter, V_NSE215. Y'all mean, give me a shout out on that Instagram, VNISC215. I mean, my Facebook, Be Nice. I mean, you can definitely
come. Okay. That's what's up. Well, what about your music? Where can we hear some of your music?
I mean, you can hear it on Twitter, Facebook. Everything is all the same. SoundCloud, everything. You know what I mean?
All right.
Everything is the same.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you're welcome in. And tonight's topic is a real simple one, but I want to get everybody talking a little bit just to see how they feel about it. We're talking about, can you just be friends with the opposite sex?
Me, I can.
Or even new friends.
Me as a person, I can't do it because that feeling stuff, that's the number one priority to me, like feeling. So I don't even want to take nobody down that road. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I just want to, you know what I mean, just be who I am, and that's it. But me personally, no, I can't do it.
Okay. That's what's up. I appreciate it. I'm chilling. I'm not ass of the cat. I'm cool because, like, for me, I can be friends with everybody. Like, I'll follow you all on Twitter, Instagram. You know what I mean? I like your pictures. I'll be like, ooh, good morning, handsome. Good morning. How you doing? But all that, you want to come over or you want to chill, watch the movie? That's when they're friends. Yeah, you can't be friends then. That ain't friends.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not with all that. I mean, like, I like your pictures. I even comment on some. You know what I mean? And things like that. But as far as me saying, can I come over and can we go out and have drinks? And, you know what I mean? I will not have a Jamie Foxx episode blaming on the alcohol. I don't want none of them problems. You know what I mean? business is business and pleasure is pleasure. And I know me as myself and I know me as an individual. I would catch feelings if I have a gorgeous friend that I'm seeing every day. And I got a girl, right there, and anything is possible to happen. So, for me to avoid that, I just don't even go that route. You know what I mean? I just stay to myself, you know what I mean, and continue making this music, man. Continue doing me.
I fuck so. Well, definitely. Thank you for joining in with us tonight. Definitely look forward to working with you. You know what I'm saying? Really putting things together for artists to find that right promotion and better outlets to get that exposure. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Right. Definitely. You mean, honest, when the next show? I can't see your last show. You had that thing packed.
Yeah, we do that. But for real, that was I can do shows like that, but we could do it without the drama. You know what I mean? And the extra stuff. We don't need no invisible A&Rs in my shows to get them paid. But we would get it popping or Tuesday nights down at Big Bang's. I'm going to start doing, like, VIP kind of performances, using 10 artists each week and also featuring some press, which artists really need, you know what I mean, and definitely better exposure. We're going to have Philly Shine Radio live from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. starting next week. You know, I've been trying to bring it in on a prime time for a while. And then Diva is going to do the Diva After Dark with the sex talk. So that's a lot of things coming soon. And it's all about bringing attention, everybody coming together to have some fucking fun and show off their banging music, too.
I go to New York. When I go to New York and I say Philly, they be like, huh, Philly? You know what I mean? I'll be telling people, like, it's talent out there, but nobody.
But, you know, it's got to be put on deck a little bit more better. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm going to take responsibility to say I have been fucking with too many frauds. You know what I mean? They don't cross all their T's. They don't dot all their I's, but I'm done with all of them. Like, fuck these niggas. They don't get shit done. You know what I mean? All they do is lie. It's sad. And then, like you said, then you go to New York, and they like, what is Philly doing? So, nah, we gonna let them know. Like, it's a lot of talent here. It's too much talent here, as a matter of fact.
Right. But at the end of the day, when these people come down from New York and they come to Philly and they see our background,
they see it, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean, they see what's going on. It's stuff that they going through that we going through too, but it's just a bigger empire out there.
Yeah, no, you know what, but it's cool because, like I said, we going to make them know what the fuck is up. Like, y'all don't got to see shit. Like, y'all don't know. Yeah, we going to make them feel it from there. My goals. But thank you definitely for calling in. Like I said, I'm going to get you your music on deck. I got to shout out somebody from Philly who, in my opinion, does a whole lot of great work, you know what I'm saying? My homie be fucking moving, you know what I'm saying? He be moving like I don't even ever see him still. So I'm gonna take some time and play a little track for a minute. Then we're gonna get back to the switchboard. I gotta ask Demel the topic question for tonight. He is right on deck next. We got Demel, CEO of X Squad DJs. Tuning in live from Atlanta with DJ Legacy. Legacy, where are you from again?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee, but by way of Oakland, California.
Okay, okay. That's nice. Nashville.
We all across this thing.
We like Nashville. It's a lot of music in Nashville. Do they have, like, a hip-hop presence there, or is it just all country?
No, Nashville is everything. People, when you think of movies, you think of Hollywood. When you think of music, you're supposed to think of Nashville. Everybody records here from country to gospel to rock.
Right, they do.
Look on the back of most albums, everybody records here. But there is a local hip-hop presence. You have, like, more of your hipster crowd. That's kind of like your mix of your, like, more like your Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole type of crowd. Which is
okay.
Kind of a mix of what your commercial, what your underground. It's kind of like that perfect balance. So you have that kind of crowd, and you still got your hood crowd. So we got a hip hop presence in the city, and they move, and it's moving.
All right, definitely. So the reason why I said that for everybody listening is, and then I've been fortunate enough to be a part of the X Squad DJ Coalition. For about 3 years now, but you have to get to know these DJs in other areas so they could either you invade their area or they get to know, you know what I mean, get to introduce your music to their area,
buy a package from DJ Legacy and you're out of here. Next level.
Exactly. Legacy, definitely shout out your websites and everything that you have going on because it's all about connecting. Network, it's one thing to network with people, get their number, but do some work with them. Like, actually get, you know what I mean, set a goal, get something accomplished.
No, we work around here. If we ain't working, we ain't talking, period.
I know that's right.
But my Twitter is... at DJ Legacy, or my Instagram is Legacy the DJ, but I mean, Instagram ain't really professional to me, so I don't promo or nothing on there too much. But at DJ Legacy on Twitter, and that's pretty much, if you can get to my Twitter, you can get to everything else, Facebook, my website, pretty much everything else. Everything's on my Twitter. That's my connection to the world. When I can't get to my Twitter, it's going to be a sad day.
Right, I feel the same goddamn way. Well, all right.
But we work around here. We work
reason,
around here. We get music done. We get music out.
For some reason, my switch today, like, I'm so glad nobody's getting cut off on the switchboard, but a lot of my songs is missing like shit. I'm getting irked. Like, goodness gracious. I hate this.
Hey, let me tell you a trick, though. Sometimes when you put too much music on there, it'll kick other music out.
Really, like, what am I paying for, though? Don't be kicking off no music just because you...
Yeah, I know, it's stupid.
You need some more money, like, what it is. Like, yo, I don't get... Yeah, when you pay for a service,
I don't think they servers can handle all the music, you know, everybody and something like that. I think that's really what it is. They servers just can't handle it.
Yeah, you son of bitches. If I just play...
Yeah,
you know what, it's cool. I'm going to take another caller... Because before I get too angry and start being angry about the fact that I can't find this music, I was trying to play my boy Zoe, I'm Gone, but what I'm going to do is just re-upload it because
I got to re-upload it. We have a Philly number in the building. Wait a minute. Now, Blog Talk is not responding. Beautiful. I was just seeing how lovely it was right now, but now everything is messed up. Jesus. I wish I was in China. The Chinese people, they don't have that many problems with their internet. Like, when they want to do something on the internet, bam, it's like that. It'd be right there. You press a button, you get a reaction. Not here. Not in America. Nope. Not when I'm doing my show. But it is what it is. We still got this topic we could talk about then while we could get the music back up online. Miss Legacy, how about you? How can you answer the topic for tonight? Can you have friends of the opposite sex? And then,
my approach is a little different, given that I am gay, so my approach is a little different with it. But I'm on the fence because I do believe men and women can be friends. I do believe they can be platonic friends, and it's very much so possible. And they can go out and do things and be platonic friends. No, it's not like coming over in the middle of the night or having drinks or seeing someone every day. They can be regular friends, like you friends, like girls are friends with their girlfriends. They can just, hey, girl, how you doing? I had a bad day. I just need to talk to you. Boom, or we finna go to the consignment store and go look for some. You know, they can be regular friends and do regular stuff. But as far as a relationship, you don't need no new friends. Unless y'all meet friends as a couple, you don't need new friends. For what? I'm the only friend you need. But I feel like unless it's from work or something like you're doing, like let's say you do community service or at church or you're at work and you meet people that way, yeah, that's different. But you shouldn't be at the club making new friends. I have friends that are a couple. And the issues they have in their relationship isn't security or faithfulness or trust or anything like that. So they can meet new people. They can meet new people. And they might be like, well, babe, I just met this motherfucker right here, and they do this, and they was funny and blah, 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 blah. Nothing of it. Some people can do that. Everybody can. But being gay, I ain't leaving my bitch with no man. I don't care if he's my kin, if he's my friend, my best friend. I don't care if it's my boss. I don't care if it's the preacher. I'm not leaving my woman with no man, period.
You know what, I fucks with it. That's definitely some real shit. I'm on my iPad, and the switchboard is looking regular, so I'm happy now. I got the iPad popping, the switchboard looking better. And shout out to my homeboy. I just opened his mic. Meyer Lansky, representing the UE family. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shaw Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good. Sitting here, finally got my music looking right and the switchboard working spectacular. So I got all the music from the Coke Boys. I got all the music from my peoples. I'm going to show some love to my boy Zone real fast, because like I said, he is doing his thing representing Philly. We're going to have him a part of the Ohio State Hitmakers Conference call this month. But y'all, it's real quick, but check out this fly song, I'm Going. Definitely a Philly sound, definitely Philly flavor. Check it out.
Looking real good today, you got it going on. Still I'm drunk, staggered down block, hop up in cars, D-Wine drop, talk shit to broads, you come and trip the knock, get on the lip, top to bottom, bottom to top, let it know that the block is the only thing with a cock, my presence is in a problem, can tell by my pop, headed and disappear in that way I'm like my pop, I'm seen on scenes where motherfuckers clock, where time is money, and I ain't talking about a watch, like, easy, I don't play fair, busting a trick, mouth and turn it to a D, get on the flow, rep and let these niggas know what it means. So still that a stick get him cold. Try to pin for him waiting since he rolled. Homie still rolling in, getting blown. Pretty face,
clouds. Pardon me, I'm Zion. Eyes bloody red, pocket full of rye. Last verse was in a lack. This verse, I'm in the pocket. On it. Roll with your boy for a minute. Whether you're five or eight or a dime, I'm all in it. Out of sight, out of mind. Get you behind in it and drop it with a grip in it. Bitch, ain't no limit. Cut him off like a limb with gang green. The gang green, gang mean. Up in that thing lean. The same thing whipping, yeah. Different chick, I'm with sipping beer. Sniffing dough, same old hoes grilling. But listen, man.
That's my shit right there. I'm going dance to that. Shout out to Conway, produced that track. We definitely love that Philly sound. You know what I mean? That Philly sound. We also got another caller. Actually, I just saw that this is his number. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Oh.
What's up, King?
Hey, hey, what's up? What's going on? Mark Father.
I'm chilling. Introduce yourself to everybody. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hold on, we turned up right now. We're on the radio station right now. It's NBA King Rosa, you know.
Hey, Young Money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out here with my team. You know, we out here. We tuned in. We turned up and we tuned in. Supporting.
Eastside.
Yeah, I mean.
You already know how that go. This Shiny, man. Just Eastside all the
time. Man, Shiny,
yeah.
Eastside. You know, you got NBA King Rose in here, my homie C Money in here. We definitely tuned in to y'all, man. Y'all keeping us up right now.
Follow me on Instagram. They call me underscore cash, man.
They call me underscore cash. I like that. And shout out your Twitter and everything for everybody listening in too as well, King Rose.
Yep. God got you, guys. You catch me on Instagram at King Rose. I don't even know nothing about the underscore. I'm new to all that, man. But King Rosie, catch me on SoundCloud, you know, NBA space King Rosie. You know what I'm saying? Check me out.
Eastside Riders.
We working though. Eastside Riders, man. Everybody, NBA, we working, man. I'm inspired. We working all out here in Philly, man. We working.
I know that's the fuck right. Definitely I'm supporting you all crazy and I fuss with your movement, and I like how thorough you are. You know what I mean? Even though we had that little situation, that lying ass nigga. I swore he said he gave you a refund. He was like, I just gave the boy a refund.
Listen, the only refund I got was on income tax time. But, you know, I ain't no refund about none of that. And we ain't going to get into all that. I ain't going to bash boy. But you know what he did. You know what he did. I mean, but it is what it is. We all bosses and we all keep it moving, right?
Exactly. I'm talking shit tonight though, so that's why I said it. I'm talking shit.
Chill a duffel bag. I mean, we do you. That's how you do it.
I'm talking shit tonight. You know, because I know I got
that topic. This topic's a little hot right there.
I got an actual topic. Yes, tonight's topic. I was going into that just now. Thank you. Tonight's topic, real simple. Can you have female friends that are just friends, or even to take it a step further, can you make new female friends and just be friends?
Listen, I'm gonna keep it a secret with you.
Yeah, female friend right here.
I got a female friend right here. I get money with. You know what I'm saying? I really don't hang with too many niggas. Right? I mean, my man Eastside in the back. That's about it. A couple niggas I hang with, but. I ain't go out females, you know. I get money with females. That's what I do. Niggas get you in my field. Niggas get you in trouble. You dig me? I get money with them. I can't get money with them, so I can vouch for that.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. And then shout out to Shorty. That's with you. You on Instagram or Twitter or whatever?
Yeah, Chrissy HBIC 215.
Okay. Yeah, say some of one of his pictures. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to definitely follow you. And thank y'all for supporting. Meyer, where you at, yo?
I'm right here.
Okay. We chilling tonight on the show. I appreciate everybody
am supporting tonight. I still have the music from the Coke Boys and the Coke Girls on deck. Still waiting for them to call them, but I definitely got them. But Lansky, I got you on the line now. Go hang up.
Can I shout you out real quick for coming through, showing a lot of love and support to UE this weekend? I appreciate it.
Yes, I had a great time. You know what I mean? Bought my homie some drinks and shouting out everybody and, you know, getting drunk. I was cool. I had fun. It was awesome. It was the best. Thank you.
No problem.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Chill with me. I'm going to keep your mic open. I'm going to take a couple calls before I go into some more music. Let's talk about this topic tonight or even what you got going on in your area. 267.
I definitely
want to
talk about the topic.
All right, well, yeah, I definitely got to get your opinion, Meyer, about the topic. But chill with me, Meyer. Chill with me. 267-797. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? I ain't going to tell you who this is. You should know who this is already. You know why, Honest? Because me and you, man, fly, and I never came at you. You never came at me. We've been the same car before, the same crib and everything, and we never crossed that line.
Oh, shit, what's good, Hope? What the fuck?
You already know it's Hope. And guess what? I faked you out with a 267 number. Right now I'm out L.A. doing the damn thing. I got you tuned up through here. Emery in here, Jay in here. We all in here. The whole Rock family's in this bitch. We're going to send a picture just for you.
Take a picture. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate the support for you calling on Philly Chat Radio. I missed you. We want to know what's going on. Definitely. Shout out who you are. I mean, you got to show off first and foremost on Philly Chat Radio.
This that one on the CEO Hope. I mean, you can catch me on Facebook. We got a new Twitter page. It's rockforlife.com at the Twitter joint. But I'm everywhere you need to be. Whatever you need help with, that's who I am. Co-founder of Rock Nation, we doing what we do. We got two new artists coming out under Rock Nation, and they from Philly, and they official, and nobody never heard these boys out of Philadelphia before. They don't got no team, no squad, no nothing. We picked them up like 2 weeks ago, two brothers, and they official. So somebody definitely about to get signed under Rock Nation.
I don't know them.
Y'all don't know. You know why you don't know them, Honest? Because he don't know you, and you know everybody.
Damn, how somebody don't know me? That's funny.
You know, I can't wait
to hear their music.
Yeah, they from Southwest.
I probably know their real name. But they mom. I probably know their real name or their birth
mother. What we do is, I'll hit you up on the phone or whatever and let you know who it is.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, they official. Like, I mean, Philly got a lot of talent down there. You got to, you know, work together. You know what I mean? That ain't going to never happen.
It's never, I don't think anybody's going to work together. I think it's going to just take a person, like I said, myself. I'm done with these frauds and their promises, and I'm just ready to put in my own work and make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted.
We're seeing your plane ticket to come on up New York. We're waiting.
Send me a plane ticket. I travel. What you talking about?
You already know how it is.
No. Even DeMel know, like, only thing my problem be, I spend my money too fast and so make money to move. But I'm moving, I'm not anchored
moving.
In Philly.
You ain't moving out of Philly.
I'm not anchored in Philly. I can move. I will take a trip, a vacation, whatever. Road trip, please. Don't even play with me.
How was your son doing, though?
Money. Y'all ain't going to see me. He's amazing, and thanks for asking. He's amazing.
All right. I know you know you're a super mom. You do what you do, but you're still a super mom. I know it. If nobody else don't know it, I know it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. But while we got you on the line, and definitely got to tell people, my homie, he's from Philly, but he's doing more than just staying here in Philly. He has a little tour that he's getting ready to put together with a couple hair shows. So that's a good idea. For you artists and everybody listening, you know, they definitely need entertainment when they do hair shows and stuff like that. My homeboy, Mr. Pesci, he's doing his thing, and he's a big supporter of your girl, Honest Fire. So I'm going to play this Mr. Pesci song. We're going to go back, chop it up with my boy, Meyer Lansky. And thank you again, Hope, for calling in. That was a pleasant surprise. Did you hear me?
I think stuff.
Oh, he all over the place. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm sure he's thankful. But this is my homeboy song. It's called Definition. You know what I mean? Just me, God.
Time to separate the world, y'all. Frauds, from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, separate the world.
Okay. What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real, just cause you deal, nigga. So what you deal, nigga? So what you kill, nigga? Cause you a feel, nigga, that don't make you real, nigga.
Trying to separate the world, the frauds from the real. Trying to separate the world, frauds from the real. Trying to separate the world, separate the world.
What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real, just cause you deal, nigga. So what you deal, nigga? So what you kill, nigga? Cause you a feel, nigga. That don't make you real, nigga. That don't make you real, nigga.
you real, nigga. I like that. That don't make you real, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate my boy, Mr. Pesci, his new music, Separate the World, Frost from the Real. And speaking of separating the frost from the real, I got to shout out my one true young boy. Definitely always beneficial. Definitely beneficial. You guys don't know my boy, Nino Young. Definitely get to know him. He got some new shit coming out for y'all this month. Coming up, well, yeah, it's May. May 1st, the first of the month. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Nino. What's good? Hello, hello?
What's up? What's up?
A lot is up. Welcome back.
First and foremost, where was you at yesterday when we were destroying Dobbs?
I'm so sorry. I had a billion and one things. You didn't even call me to tell me about it. I got a tweet that I saw this morning. You
Man,
know what I mean?
I think I sent that shit to your inbox, and you was like, I think I texted you my flyer. I just was, like, sending that shit to so many people for, like, the last, like, 2 weeks. Like the last month, man.
You got some footage up? Let us know where your footage is.
Right now, who taking care of all the footage you want to get at is beneficial. You know, Twist Up Toddy right now is the man. You know what I'm saying? So my Mugga Mania boys is definitely running around with me as I'm touring the city. Charlie Sheen definitely made the album again this year. And all I got to tell people is THITC2 is out right now. You can go check that out on that tip. You can go cop it on Bandcamp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm gonna keep dropping this hot shit right now while all the Hollywood cats is out there, you know, doing what they do. You know, this real PSP
Ooh.
Right here. I just got finished saying that, you know, I'm the mayor because I speak for a lot of artists that don't get no type of FaceTime, man. And,
that's what's up.
You know,
appreciate that.
You know what it is. Also, tell them this. Right now, artists who looking to, you know what I'm saying, get some type of, you know, stage references or to help their resume, tell them they want to contact me ASAP at NinoYoungSMB@gmail.com. If you want to perform, we got every Monday night, you know what I'm saying, Dobbs Happy Hour. I also book headliners for Dobbs Radio. So if you want your, you know what I'm saying, portfolio to say that you was at Dobbs, because Dobbs is definitely an extraordinary place to have on your resume as a Philly artist. They don't know the history about Dobbs, but you know.
That's what's up. I appreciate you calling in tonight and letting me know about what's going on with you. I need to know what's up with these artists, and y'all gotta fuck with your girl too. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
you already know. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to be legendary because I take over Dobbs.
I love it. That's what's up.
Every Monday.
Shout out to my boy Tamu. I just had to check him in. Yeah, normally I don't know his number, but I went and searched whose number is this.
I'm gonna
tell y'all the truth. Like, I do have this one caller keep calling in because I was arguing with his dumb ass or whatever on the phone. And he was like, "We gonna argue online on your show," and I'm like, "Yeah, right. Who's gonna open your mic?" So I'm screening calls tonight. Say like, I'm not screening calls. It's more real easy numbers. Not that hard. But I did see that it's your number to move. And normally you call them with a fake name. Not tonight.
Yeah. No, I'm too stoned to think of a fake name.
Your fake names are always horrible anyway. But
I'd be too stoned to think of a fake name then too.
But I got the Mel on the line. Definitely say what's up to the CEO, X Squad DJs, Keyboard DJ Legacy.
What's up?
if they're still there. I see that number. Don't be messing
like
up.
Like making some Looney Tunes.
Can't nobody make Looney Tunes but Looney Tunes.
Shout out to Looney Tunes. He just did this interview yesterday. Everybody loving him. Everybody loving him with affection. You know, that's our super producer for X Squad DJs. It's definitely going down. But I got you guys chilling with me. Nino Young is also on the line. Talented artist. Chill with us. I got my homie Jay Ford about to call in. Then I got to ask you fellas a topic question for tonight. We could get into all of that. But I want to show some Philly love to my homeboy Jay Ford. This is Jay Ford featuring Petey Craig. It's called Favorite. Everybody got a favorite, I'm saying, so. Some Philly shit.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Hey, that girl $100 bill.
Yes,
it's Jay Ford, and I'ma tell you straight from the door. My body count in Philly, I hit a lot of joint. Get them on, latex, I put it on. Tear down, then I'm breezing out by the morn. Cause it's G's up, and her face down. Shorty be on angles every time I ain't around. Her dude missing the red nose, cause he a clown. So I throw a couple K's like I'm on the mound. She got that super soaker, I hit it like a poster. She love blowing on his pipe, and I ain't talking hookah. They turn her on and choke her while I choke her. Mike felt she screaming, huh? I'm like, how you deal? Boca. Gotta live ashy, yeah, I make it nasty. A freak up in them sheets, in the street, she hella classy. Tell her fall back, you with a boss like Cassie. When they come to rapping, she like,
you ain't gotta ask me.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Pay that girl $100 bill.
I got girls all around the world. Told me I'm her favorite. I told her keep it real. You look a little wasted, look like you had a pill. I said no, this the ace, but a player never earl.
Crack king,
and I'm back in that ass like a Mackie pack. All these gold rappers should have had a Magnum pack. Got these girls going crazy in my nasty back. We at the show, backstage, said she wanna know how big a nigga dick is actually. I prefer if we could discuss this after three. Cause when the party's over, it's the after pee, after three. Top floor, just ask for me. I went hammer in Atlanta. Sorry you couldn't make it, but I got it on camera. Shorty couldn't take it. I'm not the one to play with, but I ain't gonna shake it. I hit her with the basics. She went into the matrix.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Only cause I keep her in the latest. Jimmy Choo's when she walked the pavement. We sunbathing out in the Cayman. So she treats you like Wayman. Know your name Raymond. I'ma put it in layman's, I'm him. Don't throw your hoe in that water if she can't swim. I don't kiss and tell, but your bitch lick it well. I'ma murder the pussy and bed one gon' pay the bill. Yikes, money taller than by tight. I'm cooler than a Klondike, chillin' in my time night. Told her I'ma settle down when the time's right. I kick it like Beckham and she wanna be my pot spice. She say my balls hot, she dig me cause I'm a hot. Get the plus, I smoke pot. We friends with benefits, no cuffin' and no cops. She let it, I give her space, you won't hit them like wrong side. That's why.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite.
That's why.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Whoa. Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Pay that girl $100 bill. She said, thank you, Prince, thank you, Prince.
Shorty told me I'm her favorite. Gotta love that type of music. Definitely. Some Philly hip hop for us. We got a few callers I want to see what's good with. We have a caller 215-908. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's good? My name is Mel. I'm calling from Southwest, yo. What's good?
Oh, that's what's up. Welcome to the show. Are you an artist? Are you on like Instagram or Twitter or whatever?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My screen name on Instagram is Gutta_SouthWestPhilly. SWP.
Okay, Southwest in the building. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, since I got you on the line, thank you so much for calling. I got to ask you tonight's topic question. Definitely want you to comment on, do you think that, you know, males and females can have friends of the opposite sex and it just be friends or even a new friend?
Well, you know, it all depends on the person, but, you know, all in all, I think that's possible because I got, like, friends of both sexes. It don't necessarily got to be anything sexual or nothing like that. It's just, it depends on the person's character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if the person's cool.
Oh, for it, I see you for it. I'm sorry. I just saw my homie number. I mean, it had Tourette's in that point, but we just played his song. I just see his number. But go right ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, I was just saying, like, I mean, no, I was just saying, like, you know, it depends on the person's character, like, you know what I mean? Like, if the person, you know, is on some, you know, real shit and everything, I mean, just know how to play their role, then, yeah, you can be friends with anybody. You can be friends with a male, female. It really don't matter. It's just got to, you know your boundaries as far as the friendship or whatever the relationship goes. So
I don't know, to be honest. With me on that question, I don't know. It depends. Like,
I mean, because like I said, it depends on the person's character. Like, it depends on the situation. Like, if you know you're just friends with a female just to try to get close to them, then, you know, deep down, you really just don't want to be her friend. You want to pop, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the thing,
on the
though,
situation, like, you know what I mean? It depends on the situation. Like, I got friends with females, but I don't necessarily take it that far when I'm like, we just cool. They got a situation with their boyfriend or whatever, and I respect that or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? It just depends on the situation, like, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, and I appreciate your comment and what you said. You sound very thorough, and I appreciate your honesty as well.
I wanted to ask you something too. I don't know if you ever got it, but I think like a while ago I tried to send you some music or something like via email, and I don't know if you got that.
Well, what I'll do is I'll text you. So I see your number. I'll text you, or you send me an email, and then I'll fish through, and either I'll get some new shit from you, or we'll say some of your old shit. But thank
right,
you
cool.
so much for calling. Do you want to
yeah,
let us know
no.
where we can find out where your music is online or something like that?
Yeah, right now I got a few tracks still posted on like MySpace or whatnot. I'm really trying to transition everything from what I had over there to, you know, just record new material and whatnot and just post everything on, like, SoundCloud or whatever. So, like, once
yeah,
I get everything, I'll definitely...
Yeah, my people's got a mobile studio, so I'll send you that information, too. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yo, that'd be what's up, bro. Yeah, that'd definitely
your
be what's up.
It'll come right to you wherever you are, so...
All
right,
say no more. Yeah, definitely.
No more.
I mean, like, as soon as you can give me that information, that'd be great.
No
say no more.
More,
I think, I mean...
No more. No more. I like to say no more. I'm like, no more. No more. No more. I would love to say that during sex. I know that's like too much information right now, but I would just love to just be, let me stop. Diva, what's good? We got Diva back on the line. And also, I just played his song featuring Petey Crack, J4. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good?
What up, though?
What up now? You know, I'm chilling. I just had a little a moment with Say No More, but I'm back. We're back. We're back.
All right.
Can I answer the question now?
No, it's not your turn.
I got to wait my turn. We're going by
yeah.
size order or alphabetical order?
No, we go how... Where my like, keys go. We gotta,
like, when can I answer the question? I mean, you know, that question ain't even... I'm like, your co-host.
I know. She's all right.
Yep. So y'all want to double-team me? I will mute both
saying.
Of y'all lines. Do not even try to gang up on me. Like, y'all got to just, you know, take me from the front and from the back and, you know, say no.
So you know you like that. Come on, you.
Right? I'm about to make a movie.
Ooh, I love it. I want to be in a movie. But no, I wanted to say hi to J4 real fast. So we could go back into the topic. I was actually going to open everybody's mic so that we all could talk at once. And Diva, you the co-host. Feel free to cut anybody off. Speak when you want. God damn it. All
right. I'm going to go ahead and answer the question.
We got Day 4 right. chilling with us. He was supposed to call him in earlier anyway, but.
I mean, I'm sorry for having a life.
My bad.
Nah, you good.
No problem. You right on time. You CP time. You right on time.
Shut up.
Actually,
ain't nobody asking.
5 minutes earlier.
I'm about to mute him. I'm about to mute his line. Say no. Go ahead, Diva. Let's talk about tonight's topic. And your ass was busy, too. What you was playing with yourself? What you was doing?
Not today. You know, I'm chasing checks, baby. You know that. I'm trying to get up to Philly, so I'm stacking that bread so that we can go ahead.
I know that's right.
Yes.
You need to go to DOA and just pick up the money off the ground.
Oh, my goodness. I am not a stripper, but my body is bad like one, though. Yes.
Just go in there and just go pick up the money off the ground. You're going to get like 100 stacks off the bet.
Oh, all right.
Okay, let me think about that real quick. Okay. My issue, you know, I don't mind having, I have like some homeboys and whatever that, you know, I'm like mad cool with. But the only thing is.
They trying to fuck.
Yeah, but I be thinking they be gay for real. But that's how they be playing that shit. They be playing it like they gay so they can, like, slide in, you know, when I be calling it.
I'm going to keep it real. I got female friends that I never did nothing with, but it just so happened. They just so happened to be my female friends. Like, I didn't meet them on the street and try to talk to them and get their number like that. Every female friend I met like that, I smashed. Now, I might have met somebody like Honest. I met Honest. And she my female friend, and we never did nothing, but I didn't get her on the street and was like, yo, what's up? Let me get your number, whatever. We just met.
You know what? That's true. And I fed him ribs, and I let him touch the barbecue sauce off my fingers, and we ain't doing nothing.
Now, Honest was drunk, and she said, come on, come get it. I was going to take it. But nothing ever happened between us, but I'm just saying.
I gotta call to move my little cousin, even though he older than me and shit. Like,
you can call me what you want. You can't get naked in front of me.
Oh, no, that's right. I'm not. Look, I'm like, but we're related. That's no more. I'm like, no more, no more.
I had a homeboy that I was doing that to. I had a homeboy that I used to, you know, before I would go to shoot. I would try the laundry because I told you, I thought, you know, well, no, this one, he was like my best friend and stuff. So I didn't know that what I was doing, you know, I probably didn't give a damn. I mean, honest, you know me. That what it was is that I was actually enticing him without knowing it because, you know, he used to tell me what looked good on me and all this good shit. Then all of a sudden, I mean, we're supposed to be cool. We're supposed to be homies. And if he shoots the, you know, if he was my woman shit, I would do this, and I feel this way for you, and blase, blase. I mean, we ain't cool like that now, because his wife got an issue with me and him being friends.
Hey, yeah, shit, wives don't even be filling with it.
Right.
Wives don't even want to have no yummy. Shout out to Babyface Benji. Just comment on
you
my
don't get to pick your friend.
Status.
So if somebody really become your friend, it's not because you picked them to be your friend.
Shit. Damn, I could not be nowhere alone with him. But that's all I do. See, that's what I be doing to people. I be looking at their Instagram pictures and their Twitter pictures. I'm like, damn. And then I'm done. And you just move on. But, like, I know I couldn't be, like, butt naked in front of them or head up butt naked in front of them. Now, let me say hi to Diva, and I want to mute your mic because your background is real loud. Are you in a car? You got the windows rolled down? Girl, where is the AC? What's going
on? Girl, my bad. No, I'm in the car. I just got off work, so let me mute myself. I'm going to pull up.
Okay.
So she got her fan blowing so her hair can blow in the wind while she walking.
She got that new kind of AC. She got like two fans plugged up and shit, just blowing air in her.
She doing a theme walk. Her hair got to blow in the wind.
Hey, Diva. You know, she is a diva. But Jay Ford,
definitely welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You know, as you can see, we have a lot of fun, and everybody here can express themselves. So
right,
I want you to take the time to shout out your Twitter, your links, and stuff like that, because we did just hear your song. Did you like that track, Tamu? Let me hear you say
that. Yeah,
that's
Oh, good looking, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But go ahead, shout out to Twitter, Instagram, and stuff like that, or whatever.
Yeah, man, you can follow me on Twitter at J4215. Instagram is Yikes215YIKES. All my music can be found on J4Music.com. 215UFO, that's my click. And then we doing our thing. UFO Films, we pop. And shout out my man Radio Side, my shooter. I mean, Killer Kai, Still Love. I mean, those my UFO boys. We got that apparel on deck. I mean, lady shirts, nigga shirts. Yeah, I mean, crew necks, hoodies, whatever, man. I mean, I'm just building a brand right now, man. Just trying to get this thing off the ground. Yeah, man. YouTube, 215UFO. Man, you can subscribe to the page, man. Everything UFO up there. Everything my man Cy, Radio Cy done shot with the cam. Everything he done filmed. That's up there. No. All my stuff. All killer stuff. I mean,
what does UFO stand for? I know it's not unidentified flying object, is it?
No, it stands for unique from ordinary. I'm saying because
right.
our mission is to just stand out from a bunch of people. I'm not going to generalize anybody, but as a whole, I am going to generalize people. But as a whole, we just seem to just sound the same or just be following the same. Trend that's going along. So, and my boys, man, we just trying to stand out. Not as much as possible, but, you know what I'm saying? Just stand out to get noticed or whatever, not just to be on the weird shit and all like that. Just to just, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, that's
we working, though.
But who's to say, like, you know what I mean? Those people definitely can relate to somebody wanting to be their own person. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Of course.
I fuck with you stand out for sure, because I told you my cousin was like, who is that? He rap. Like,
oh man.
But
oh man.
So you definitely got the outside appearance. Everybody's fucking with it. But thank you so much for calling in and joining on the show with us. Chill with me. I'm about to I was about to take my homie call. He can't keep calling my phone. I'm about to cuss him the fuck out. You know what? I'm going to cuss my homie out real fast and play some music. Let y'all know I can rap, too.
Oh, yeah. If y'all didn't know, man, Honest is quite the MC, if I do say so myself. And she ain't sweet.
So no. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of pussy taking over, and then we're going to come right back and talk about this topic for tonight, y'all with me.
I make this look easy. Everything loud from the crowd to the Meechie. Danny tend to be. See, these bitches can't believe me. Mad cause they paper ain't long enough to reach me. Y'all a bunch of noodles. Get some cheese. Make it cheechy. Yes, I'm the shit. You are a piece of feces. 35 to leave me. Can't get dirty, so I call my cousin Kiki. Collecting from the White House and never been to D.C. I'm trigger happy, about to throw a couple shots. Better yet, I'm about to watch the Sixers from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over.
Let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep dick distant. It costs too much emotions, emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, the price and wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over.
Just had a little break, checking out some of my music. Pussy taking over, talking shit. Shout out to my homeboy DeCapo. Got you on the line. You keep hanging up. You gotta wait. You gotta give me a chance. I see a line. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good, bro?
Nothing, man. I'm just chilling, though, you know. I really ain't know how to work. I was totally lost. It's okay.
But don't worry about it. Definitely say hello to my beautiful co-host, Diva Status. I don't know why I'm not introducing you to everybody, but you got to speak up, honey. You got a big, beautiful voice.
I've been listening the whole time. I'm right here. What's up, baby? What's going on, Daddy? What's good with you?
I'm chilling. I really ain't doing too much of nothing, man. Like, you know, I just left the studio. I got to go up to chop. My son a little, you know, under the weather, sick or whatever. But, you know, I just came to get, you know, props and shout-outs to Honest. You know what I mean? She doing her thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hearing about it. You know, I came up there. And, you know, everything that I heard was true.
Definitely. And my boo is definitely amazing. I gotta shout out my husband. She's amazing. My husband is amazing. No, you guys can't have her. She's all mine. All mine. my little co-host. Diva, she's my husband. I'm her wife.
That's my wifey.
Sexy Tom Sue right there.
And she's hubby. I know.
Was your wife last night?
Oh, he's trying to say you cheated. You know, he's trying to.
What? Cheated?
No,
who?
No.
When the who no. cheated? What?
I said, Diva, you didn't tell me Honest was your wife.
Oh, shit. Honest is. Get over it. You know her. That's my boo.
Well, at least y'all ain't tell me on Jerry Springer or nothing.
What y'all need to be looking for is, like, me and Honest are going to do a calendar. We're going to do a post. What's it, a poster that we're going to do?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the whole calendar.
We're going to do a calendar.
Yeah.
We I'm going to
be involved. Like, I'll hold your nipples up for you. Like, make sure your breasts are just the right way.
I'm about to mute
speaking, you know mute. What? Side note. Speaking of breasts, you know, I'm going to make this real quick. I have a photographer that is going to redo the Janet Jackson Rolling Stones cover with me.
With you?
Ooh.
With me, yeah.
Explain this
like
to everybody, all the young bucks listening, what
so
that's going to look like.
I don't know if I can let you be the hands, though. I don't know, you know.
Let me be the person standing behind you. I want to be the hands
so they could be like my manicured fingers. It's like.
You know what? That shit would be so hot.
That would make it
like.
You know what?
Get your mic.
I definitely, no, mute your mic.
No touching Diva.
We got to turn it up. And let them know that you can have that sexy stuff, but it's cover shit. Like, everybody could see it. Like, you know what I mean?
I know, right? This is going to, like,
be a little side or whatever.
Why are you going to have Honest Fire hold your breath? That's not fair.
Mind your business. It's fair because her hands make my boobs look really big.
Only way that'll make it fair is if y'all do the second picture with you holding Honest Fire butt.
Man, that's a lot of ass to hold.
I'm just saying, it's only right.
I'm just saying, I don't even take pictures like that. So, Tamu, get that out your head. Go ahead. Go get out of here.
This is for the magazine. This is for your fans.
Wait. I've been acting lately. I've been doing a lot of acting. I play Thick John Friday in my homie Statery video. So that's Tri-State 85 on YouTube. If you want to check out his video, I love it. I'm in that video. It's a little nudity. You can see a little bit of the
a lot, you know, and he was, you know, all over me and stuff. We acted out a real nice love scene. It was real sexy, you know.
It's nudity of you?
Yeah, me.
What'd you say? How to go to that video again?
Tri-State 85? Yeah, that's what it is.
I need you to tweet that so I can go ahead and look that up. I'm gonna have to post that on, you know, all my pages.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm definitely naked and honest.
Everybody about to watch that video.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I'm half naked on that joint.
What's the name of the song? Because it's not coming up.
It's called I Love It. What is it called?
I'm on the laptop. I ain't seen it either. But I really want to see this shit.
On his YouTube page is Tri-State 85, the number 8 and the number 5, and it's YEAH. So his name is Tri-State.
So y'all was like doing a
love
scene and all that too, though?
Yeah, like it was a little love scene. You know, he was grabbing on my breast and my butt and, you know, making it all look all.
How did he accomplish that? Like, it was just like a video type.
I was his little star of his video and stuff, yeah.
Can I schedule a video? How much that cost?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We can talk about the prices once we get off the phone, because, no, nothing's for free. I didn't do any of this shit for free.
I wouldn't even want nothing for free, but if I can pay to pretend that I'm doing a damn thing to you, then that's fuck it.
I love it. There will be no doing the damn thing. We will do
I spent $100 on weed and cigarettes and motherfuckers lick that every day. Like, so that would be worth it. Fuck that.
Well, that's definitely included. And I gotta also say, I did a really funny parody called Like 105 for my homies. My homie Famous, he has a YouTube show called Fame Book, coming at people in their Facebook behavior. So I'm, you know, playing the girls, you know, trying to take that picture for Instagram take that picture for Facebook or whatever. So I'm changing my clothes, and I got on shorts, and I got on skirts, and I'm pulling my skin down. I'm not naked, but I'm showing my tattoos, so that's enough.
Right, let me put you on the spot on your own show. Let me put you on the spot on your own show. Like, you
right,
a real sexy motherfucker, right? But there's a lot of inner wig niggas, so how do you distinguish or cut through the bullshit? Because I know you got a whole bunch. You know I'm not in the way. I'm a CEO, and I know you're not in the way. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about, like, how do you cut through the bullshit? Because I know it got to be 1,000 niggas trying to say all kinds of fugazi shit. I want to do this and don't do that. Niggas ain't got a car or nothing. Like,
you know what? It's always, and I'm going to be honest, it's always a broke niggas. It's always a broke niggas who get a little further with me because they're more honest and, you know, they want to talk and conversate. And I don't mind that, and I like that. But those guys that just be right off the bat, I put up a picture. I can't even put up a picture of somebody else's ass without getting somebody like, oh, shit, honest, that's your ass. What's up, baby? Like, it's on and popping. Is it pop? A lot of people just get their feelings hurt. You know, I have no gracefulness. Like, if you're coming at me that fast, disrespectfully, I'm going to be just that crass, just that disrespectful when I respond to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be nice about it. But some people, they just, you know what I mean? They keep it 100. Oh, honest, I can't take it. You're really sexy. I just want to let you know. But then I just tell them at the end of the day, like, no, it's not like that. Yeah, I find you attractive too, but I'd rather do business or I'd rather just keep it friends. But I have no problem with communication, whichever way it's got to be dealt. Because I'll even, you know what I mean, Diva, I know you can relate too. Because, like, sometimes if a guy's coming at you raw and uncut, you give it to him raw and uncut. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You ain't fucking fuck you. But if a guy's respectful and they like, oh, honest, I really do like you, or what's up
right.
with us, can we get a chance? I say no thank you, I want to be friends, or no thank you, I want to keep it in business. Because for me, I got to get to know a person more than just, you know what I mean, you coming to my shows and you supporting me and stuff like that. Because even some of the guys who I've known for years and then I take in, we do cross those lines and we end up together, it still feels like any other relationship. So I can't take or even last and be good. But I try to take it as a per situation, you know what I mean? Like, however way you coming at me, that's the same treatment you get, because respect
right.
is earned, you know what I mean?
I understand that. I respect that. So I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm a spoiled brat, and I got money. So I'm going to pay you to be in my video because I want to touch your ass.
Damn.
No, I'm not doing it. No.
I'm going to be honest. I got money. I ain't broke. I got money up front money. I got money. I'm going to kill you. I ain't going to write you.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
my God.
When he announced that he was going to put me on the spot, I answered the question. I'm like, oh, this question ain't that bad. I'm not really put on the spot. But this nigga just put me on the spot. Look.
You know you're my fan. I'm not fucking with you, but you really look good. I'm being honest with you, but I like money more than I like anything.
You know what? I would like to play a stripper in the video. I can't really strip, so I'll probably be the one that's twerking all wrong, but, you know, a little sexy still. That'll be funny, like, I'll be in a video twerking on one leg, like, what's up? This the funky chicken. That's all I can do.
Oh, my
God. It's shaking. I'm shaking, though.
I'm still trying to find this video.
No, you ain't going to find that, y'all. That's your top secret.
I looked already. It ain't on there. I'm doing it wrong because I really wanted to fucking see it. I'm
that
being
nigga
honest.
Took that joint down. He's about to sell that joint.
I'm done. But Campo and I are definitely getting ready to do some real crazy business. He's an amazing genius.
Yeah.
I can't even express how intelligent you are, and I respect it. And I like that you put me on the spot. Do it more often, like.
I had to put you on the spot because, like, you know, I get a little icebreaker thing or whatever. But like I said, I like money
you
more than I like ass and titties, so I will never fuck up a business proposal or opportunity to do business for some shit. I was just being honest. Like, if you had a video already out there, I was going to fucking look at it.
Yeah. It ain't going to be a whole... We'll talk.
I'm looking at that shit right now.
Definitely, everybody had rules in both the videos that I did, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad that they followed them, even though I threatened them, you know what I'm saying, can't be all over me, and there ain't no up the camera, you know how they try to take the camera and get in between the girl's legs, none of that, you can't see that.
You know
nobody
what, I'm so proud of you with that you made some rules, because you remember that video that I sent you, that I was with Roxy Reynolds and Coffee Brown, I had rules with that, you couldn't put all me in there with the porn stars for the shit, because, you know, then you can't tell a model from the porn stars then, you know, I ain't want no one to think that, you know, any kind of shit. It's good that you made that distinction between what can be done and what can't be done. I'm so proud of you, wifey. That's so nice.
Put me in the video with the porn
Thank
stars.
Thank you, husband. I love y'all. I just opened up another call, but we lost it. Yeah, I got everybody mic open for now. Let's get ready to close out the show. I definitely want to give shout out to everybody who joined in the show. It's so many amazing opportunities coming up really soon. I got a shout out everybody who support me. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Anna Lyle. We already do some crazy shit. Shout out to Philly Hot Radio. We got some shit popping. My girl with the F is a minx. My baby Diva Status.
You know what?
I love her. She take care of me.
Before we close out, I got to tell the listeners where I'm going to be June 21st. I got booked to be in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'm hosting. I got my own official DJ. I'm a model, and I got an official DJ. He's the shit. He's the X-Squad DJ.
Yeah.
Listen, man, before I get off the phone, I want to say this. This is Cabo, CEO of Bloodline Entertainment. I just want to tell all you fucking haters, stop hating on Fire, man. She's doing her thing. Get off her fucking cock. Stop hating on her and let her do her thing, man. If you want to get down, get down. If you don't, step the fuck off, though.
That's what's sad.
Oh, shit.
Take up for my baby.
Oh, real shit.
Fire, keep doing your thing, man. You know, fuck these haters. What would we be without them? We wouldn't be nothing. But thank you for letting me be on the show. You know, I'm attend to this business. It's a pleasure. Stay sexy.
Shout out to the studio with Bobby V. I'm out. I'm gone.
Ooh,
thanks, Mel. Okay.
Lonely Tunes is going to make me, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I love Bobby Valentino. I think he's amazing. Yo, that's going to be a crazy track. All right. Shout out to Lonely Tunes working hard. Timu, you got anything to say before I get you off the line?
Yes, about the Philly Shine and Diva Status and Honest Fire for having me on here. And check me out on KNS Radio at 900 AM.
Yes, that's his shit. Who are we going to close? We're going to close the show out with some Reekin' Bull. Because he's my fucking favorite. I don't know anything else but Reekin' Bull. Oh, and Wyan Buck. Of course, my baby is my shit. Like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to give a little Reekin' Bull, Wyan Buck love on Philly Shine Radio before we go home, sleep, and know. When are we going to do the date for Diva Talk Live? What's that? When are we going to do the date?
Okay, for Diva After Dark, that launches. Yeah. I think we got like 11 days left. Well, I have everything put together. I got all my DJ drops. I need a drop from you. I need one from DeMille. All
right. We can get it. We'll get it to you. Definitely. That's what's up. Well, all right, baby. Well, I support you, and thank you
so much
for joining tonight. I have fun talking about tonight's topic and joining with everybody. Thank you, everybody, for your patience and listening in live tonight. It's just crazy. I didn't even get to everybody's call like I really wanted to, but at the end of the day, y'all know where my heart is. Like, this shit is real.
And that's Philly Shine Radio.
Yes, Philly Shine Radio. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna say this. My boys is fucking crazy here in the city. Like, it's too much shit going about to go down. We're all just putting up our own money, doing our own thing, so nobody can really get in the way of our progress on some real shit. So this ain't nothing normal. So I'm going to shout out my boy, Reekin' Bull, produced by Madman Nice. Y'all already know I love this song. Good night.
This ain't nothing normal. This ain't nothing normal. 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 Oh, that's what's good, nigga. Normal. You already know. This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
Normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Start. Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. Flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We trying to stop me. That ain't nothing normal, you normal. I pull up to the scene, nigga, let's get it.
Get it.
Work up in the kitchen, cook it on the skillet.
Skillet.
All my niggas mobbing, man, they trying to get it.
Bah.
If I say get it, then they gon' get it.
Go get it.
Boss nigga, I don't give a fuck about ya. Never slept on niggas, I don't never doubt ya. Niggas turn bitch, miss
Doubtfire.
Niggas run track when it's faux fire. My niggas burn rubber, nigga, no tire. Area at his top, now we ghost rider. Now we on fire, nigga turned up. We some fire flame spitters, don't get burned up. Cause we don't got no picks, we just get the sparking. We grand theft niggas, then we leave them walking. Pistol packing peak, nigga, in my thermal. And all my niggas coons, they ain't nothing normal.
Normal, yeah.
Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. I'm flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tired up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal. Niggas talking about they out here.
Where?
100 rounds spit, nigga, out where? We leave niggas stuck in a wheelchair. This the murder cat, nigga, beware. And I don't give a fuck about your family. I catch you with your son at Chuck E. Cheese. No talking, nigga, squeeze at ease. Hit him in his chest and watch him bleed. I got a cold heart since my brother died. It ain't nothing normal when your mother cries. Trials and tribulations, what I'm going through. So I feel better when bullets hitting you. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams and nightmares till my time comes. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams and nightmares till my time comes. Breaking,
breaking.
Normal, yeah. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
Stunt.
Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. I'm flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tired up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal.